These are your latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Dan McCarthy. Pep Guardiola believes Manchester City's 1-1 draw at Southampton epitomises the difficulty of defending the Premier League title. Reigning champion City were unable to stretch their winning run to 13 top-flight games after being forced to come from behind at a boisterous St Mary's. Amerit Laporte's 65th minute header cancelled out a shock early opener from Saints defender Kyle Walker-Peters. That's why it's the hardest prize to achieve every season. The most important one, he said. It's so difficult, with different contenders, everyone is ready. We're the reigning champions and we've won a lot in the past. And it's not so funny for the rest, so it's more difficult to win and win. Fiorentina director Joe Baroni has revealed that some English clubs have been in contact to discuss a potential move for in-demand striker Dusan Vlahovic. The 21-year-old is thought to be a leading target for Arsenal in the January window, although he allegedly harbours doubts over a move to North London. Manchester City have also been credited with an interest in Vlahovic, and Baroni has now confirmed that Premier League clubs have touched base with La Viola. Baroni said, some English clubs have made contact with Fiorentina, but there's no agreement and they can't be if someone doesn't talk. In any case, we're open to selling. The English clubs want Vlahovic, but evidently he's got other ideas. And Pep Guardiola will be offered the chance to become manager of the Netherlands when he leaves Manchester City. Guardiola is under contract at the Etihad until the summer of 2023 and has previously hinted he could leave the Premier League champions when his current deal expires. According to reports, the Dutch Football Association are drawing up plans to snare Guardiola once he calls time on his City career. Those are your latest Manchester City headlines.